It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Wolfman, the latest monster movie reboot focusing on the Wolfman, who was previously portrayed by the likes of Lon Chaney Jr. and Benicio del Toro. Now the lead is Christopher Abbott, whose last animal role was when he played a jerk punished with the brain of a goat and Poor Things. That's basically what this reboot has. Here he plays a stay-at-home dad who takes his wife, Julia Garner, and little girl Matilda Firth to his homeland of Oregon to pack up his recently departed father's things, but this trip takes a turn for the worse when something hairy pursues the family. Of course, we know that this werewolf scratches Abbott and he starts to become one himself, hence the title, Wolfman. There are some interesting moments in Wolfman, like how the possessed father seems to be in some kind of a void where he thinks that his loved ones are speaking in a different language, and the opening scene has a lot more thrills than what this overall movie can bring, and it has to be mostly dark so we can't completely judge whether or not the special effects are crappy. This reboot was directed by Lee Whannell, who did a much better job bringing the Invisible Man to the 2020s and the Me Too era. Monster movie reboots have their ups and downs, but this one barks up the wrong tree. 2 stars. If you like this review on my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. Coming on next, Kiki Palmer and Seze struggled to pay their rent in the new comedy One of Them Days. Until then, I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.